Gerald Grady stands outside his car at the Ansley Mall Shopping Center in Midtown. He says the government shouldn't be able to tell stores they can't use plastic bags.
I think it should be done on a local store level.
And when Grady shops, he prefers plastic over paper.
The bags are very helpful in carrying your groceries to your home.
Just across the parking lot, Reese Kramer says cities and counties should do away with plastic bags. He likes to bring along reusable cloth bags when he shops.
It would improve our environment a lot to not have that massive amount of shopping bags used like that.
And here's how he reacted when he heard about a Senate bill that would take away the right of local governments to ban plastic bags. Instead, it would put the decision in the hands of the state legislature.
That's just one more case of our state legislature focusing on pointless issues.
But bill sponsor Tyler Harper says he doesn't want Georgia to become like California, which has nearly 200 bag and container laws.
We have 159 counties in the state of Georgia. We have 536 cities. And if each of these individual localities had a individual regulation in regards to this particular issue, we would have what could be coined as regulatory mayhem for our businesses.
But the effort comes as Tybee Island, which sits along Georgia's coast, considers a ban. The city wants to protect marine life, particularly sea turtles. Environmentalists say those turtles can mistake plastic bags for jellyfish, and if they eat them, they can die. Senator Elena Perron argued the bill takes away local control.
I'm just not sure what the state's overriding interest is in protecting plastic bags and telling the Tybee Island that it cannot protect sea turtles if it wants to.
Senators ended up approving the bill 32-19. It now goes to the House. Michelle Worth, WABE News.